Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
104.5 The Zone, 948 The Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. And let's talk some baseball playoffs. No better person than Jason Stark from the MLB Network and The Athletic. Jason, what's going on this morning?
Trying to stay awake, man.
we'll do our best to come up with something challenging for you. You know, watching that game last night, I was thinking that, you know, it seems like the Nationals and their fans have waited years to see Steven Strasburg live up to his potential, that they have to be thrilled that he's finally doing it, especially on this kind of stage.
Yeah, the celebration of Steven Strasburg has come full circle. I was at the very first game he ever pitched in his career, 14 strikeouts, no walks against the Pirates, and I thought, wow, this might be the greatest pitcher who ever lived. And for a while there, like, whatever I had planned those days that he pitched, I would stop doing that thing and watch him do his thing. And then we went through that long period where you wondered, would this guy ever be tough enough? Would he ever reach for the sky? And he's there. You know, he understands now what he is, what he's capable of, and what he means to this team in these moments. It's something special to see.
The Nationals pitching has just done a number on the Cardinals in this series. And you know, St. Louis has been able to come up with ways to win big games when they've had to this season. But how much has this series sort of exposed the problem with the Cardinals' offense that they're going to have to address in this upcoming offseason?
Yeah, they've always been offensively challenged, except for that 10-run inning. And that disguised it a little bit, but they've scored virtually all their runs this postseason in two innings. You know, they had that big ninth inning against the Braves, had the big first inning in game five, and that's been it. And this has been a team that's underachieved offensively all year. But I am shocked to watch them in this series. I understand how good the Nationals pitching is, but the Nationals have given up two runs in three games. One of them because Michael Taylor misjudged a fly ball. That was the other day. And then last night because Juan Soto slipped and then made a, I don't know what happened there, made a very weird throw, and they scored on that throwing error. Those are their only two runs in the series. They're hitting 121. They've scored one earned run. The Nationals ERA is 0.33. And I'm not sure, to be honest with you, whether the problem is the hitters, the way they're being coached, or some combination thereof, but they've got to fix it.
Jason Stark is our guest from the MLB Network and The Athletic, covering the playoffs.
Well, Jason, I know the Yankees and Astros play tonight. I'm not going to ask you who's going to win tonight, but did the Yankees miss a huge opportunity there in game two to go up 2-0? You think that really is going to bite them in the you-know-what later down the road?
Yeah, well, I've gotten a lot of attention for this stat that was in my story the other day when the Nationals went up 2-0 on the road. But in the history of the game, of the seven-game LCS, both leagues, teams that go up 2-0 on the road have never lost. 12-0, and it looks like the Nationals are about to make it 13-0. And so, I mean, you saw the way Aaron Boone managed that game. To get a guy who's theoretically his best pitcher, James Paxton, out of the game after seven outs and start bringing in one bullpen weapon after another, his best relievers in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth inning, it tells you he knew what that game had a chance to be. So missed opportunity, there's no doubt. But, you know, I've been around the Astros a lot. That's an incredibly confident team. You know, read Ken Rosenthal's piece in The Athletic today because he quotes Alex Bregman as saying, there was no way we were not going to win that game. And they do make you feel that when you're around them.
Yeah, but I would maintain, Jason, that that Chad Green is mowing down hitters. And I understand the reliance on analytics, But I don't know how you feel about this, but I feel like sometimes you have to have a feel for your guys, and I just felt like you should have left Green out there and not bring in Ottavino. And a couple of people were watching the game with me. I first guessed on that one.
Yeah, Chad Green's been so dominant throughout the whole postseason since he came back from the minor leagues, for that matter. But you know, there are a couple things going on. One of them is just the pitching philosophy these days, or the philosophy for how you manage pitching, is so different than it used to be. Managers no longer wait around for a guy to show signs of getting tired. They're always trying to get out front of it, get guys out while they're still dominating. And you know what Aaron Boone wanted to do in that game was very similar to the way the Rays had approached the Astros and really held down that offense, which is just keep throwing different arms, different looks, and never let them see the same pitcher twice through the order, right? So that was the philosophy. But what happens is when you start doing it that early and then you start running guys in and out, you run out of pitchers. And that's exactly what happened when Jonathan Mowisica wound up in that game.
As we call him, Johnny Lasagna. Anyway, you've got Gerrit Cole, who's what, only 18-0 since the month of May.
Yeah.
How do you beat him?
I've seen his two starts in this postseason, and I honestly got mixed up in this question. Who has better stuff than Gerrit Cole? Who has ever had better stuff than Gerrit Cole? I mean, you could run Pedro Atne or Randy Johnson or Roger Clemens or the young Verlander or Smoltz or whoever you want. The time I've been covering baseball, it's hard to think of anybody with four pitches this dominant. If he's just normal Gerrit Cole, he's going to win. You cannot hit him. It's amazing. I don't think there's a secret. It's all in him. It's Gerrit Cole against himself.
Jason, we'll let you go. Thank you so much for the time. We enjoy your coverage.
Go to bed.
Thanks.
Yeah, get some rest, man. See you.
Yeah, right. Good luck on that.
All right. This is Jason Stark from the MLB Network and The Athletic covering the baseball playoffs. Back with you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. This is the Wake Up Zone powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Our Twitter poll was heavily in favor of Ryan Tannehill as far as the question of who would start on Sunday.
Well, that means that's where they're going.
Yeah, that means where they're going. The Titans are watching. They're watching. Midday 180 is on deck on 104.5 The Zone. Have a great day.
Wake up, y'all.